a big study. It's written up in the Globe and Mail, Dr. Dworkin.
Yes.
It says multivitamins do not lower the risk of death from cancer or heart disease.
Yeah, this is a study done in the American Journal of Epidemiology, published in there, looking at about 180,000 people, 82,000 men, 100,000 women, at average age 60, followed for about 11 years. And they were asked about their multivitamin use. As far as I can tell, it wasn't a matter of finding out exactly what kind of vitamins were in the multivitamins, simply listed as people taking multivitamins. But nevertheless, following these people, different ethnic groups, different races, didn't matter. They found that the rates of heart disease, cancer, and other diseases leading to death were the same for both groups. That it didn't matter whether they were taking multivitamins or not. About 6 in 100 developed heart disease, 5 in 100 developed cancers, and 4 in 100 died of other causes. It couldn't show any causality. That is, it couldn't show that the multivitamins protected you from cancer of the lung, colon, breast, or prostate. The multivitamins didn't hurt anyone. The rates didn't go up either. But really, unable to show any link at all with multivitamin use and disease prevention. There is now an ongoing study trying to look for that causality, but really all this study is saying is really nothing that you're doing with regards to multivitamin use. Again, defining, and that the question I'd want to know is what kind of multivitamins they were taking, but nevertheless, nothing to show that spending the $5 billion that people are spending a year on multivitamins is having any effect on overall health of our population.
Mm.